As you know, what will end the president trying to calm fears of banking customers following the apparent failures of two large banks over the weekend. To find out exactly what the president is doing, we are turning to Fox News Radio's Eben Brown. Good morning, Eben.
Good morning.
So the president addressed the nation yesterday from the White House. It was a pretty quick address, if you ask me. What did the president say exactly about the banking system?
Well, I think the president wants people to not be afraid of the banking system or concerned that there would be these cascading bank failures. I don't know if he has a true way of predicting that or not, but ultimately I don't think there's a lot of fear that the average person who just does personal banking, you know, keeps a checking and a savings account, is any real risk of losing their money. Of course, there's the $250,000 deposit insurance from the FDIC, which everyone would have. Now, if your bank, by the way, should have problems in any situation, it may take a day or two to access your funds after FDIC has to take over things, but you know, they are expected, those funds are expected to be there. That's a fund that is created by the banks. It's not taxpayer money. The question here is what happens with Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank clients who yesterday were promised by the president that above and beyond $250,000 would be available to them. The question is, where does that money come from? The president says the taxpayers would not be on the hook for this. Now, he could be raiding the FDIC's funds to accomplish that, but if there are other bank failures, that's going to put pressure on the system. And let's also talk about what $250,000 means. It's not per account, it's per depositor. So if it's a joint account and there's $500,000 in there, the two account holders get $250,000 apart, a piece.
Mm-hmm.
If it's two people and a trust, the trust counts as another party, so the trust get you'd get $750,000 divided between the three parties. So that money that's in that fund is rather plentiful, but you could see how it would get depleted pretty easily. So there are general concerns here that if there are other banks that do fail, and there are banks that are being watched right now, exactly how much. How much above and beyond for every instance are people going to get of their money, and what pressure does that put on the FDIC system? And, you know, remember the last time we had banks go under, taxpayers bailed out. When we had car manufacturers run aground, taxpayers bailed them out. Just last year, the Central States Pension Fund, which is the pension fund for the Teamsters, was running aground, and there was a bailout for them, and that was at taxpayer expense. So this is not a president who shies away, citing his own history of his administration and then the administration of Barack Obama, where he was vice president. He doesn't shy away from using taxpayer money. We know this.
Yeah, definitely. Good point, Eben. I don't know if you're really prepared to answer this, but I'm going to ask it anyway. How will these bank failures impact the Feds and interest rates? Or I guess maybe a better question would be, will this impact the Feds and interest rates?
Well, it depends. You know, I think the Fed meets later this month. Look, the Fed sets monetary policy, and they've been playing with interest rates improperly probably for the past 13 years, where they've been keeping them at near zero, and that's led to a lot of, sugar rushes.
Mm-hmm.
If you will, does this scare the Fed into cutting rates? It might, but there are plenty of people who say, no, don't let it do that, because we're probably, even though the rates have been sharply increased, we're probably getting to something that's, near normal that'll, would keep market rates, flowing, based on actual market forces as opposed to manipulation.
Interesting. All right. Really good stuff this morning, Eben. I know it can get complicated and kind of in the weeds, so we appreciate you joining us.
You got it.
That's Fox News Radio's Eben Brown joining us live here on WoWo. I do want to say this. I am keeping a very close eye on the Federal Reserve today because the Feds will be releasing their inflation report this afternoon. Now, prior to these bank failures, some analysts were anticipating, when it comes to interest rates down the road, a quarter point increase. Others were bracing for a half point. That's kind of where things have been every time we see one of these. But some are now thinking that the Feds will think twice about the increase in the wake of these bank failures. So if the news today in terms of this inflation report is worse than expected, it could potentially trigger the Fed to be more aggressive about raising interest rates again when it meets next week. So like I said, I'll be sure to keep an eye on the Feds, not only today, but in the days and in the weeks ahead. And I'll pass along the latest to you here on the show. For now.
Podcasts by Federated Media.